Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. A Beatitude. Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do something good to those who hate you. And pray for those who shamelessly use you and persecute you. In the 1900s, a man by the name of Charles Sheldon wrote a book entitled In His Steps. In that work that he wrote, he challenged the readers to live in such a way that they would do good always, regardless to the way they had been treated. In other words, they were to live with a constant awareness that they were to react as Jesus would react, to do as Jesus would do, to be as Jesus would be. It was a be attitude that they were to have. I remember reading that book and thinking, oh, I wish I could always act the way Jesus wanted me to act. Then, a few years ago, a funeral director and I were preparing for a graveside service at a rural cemetery. When we arrived, we were the only ones in the cemetery, and it was a fair walk from where the hearse was located to the graveside. And We backed the casket out of the hearse and were waiting for the pallbearers to come and move that to the place where it would be placed in the grave. There was only one route through the cemetery, and suddenly here was a pickup truck that pulled up behind us and began to honk his horn. And we stood there amazed at the audacity of this driver. And he got out and he said, could you move? And I recall the funeral director said, no, absolutely not. You'll have to back up. He unleashed a barrage of colorful language. Let's just describe it in that manner. And finally backed up and went down a different route and parked his pickup truck. And on the back of that pickup truck, in large letters, WWJD. What would Jesus do? The funeral director, who I knew to be an unbeliever, looked at me and shook his head and said, I don't think Jesus would use that kind of language. Wow. How perceptive. I wonder, would Jesus be pleased with the things that we do, the attitudes that we show, the behavior that we demonstrate? We speak by the way we behave. We should love those who treat us badly. I wonder if we need to make a new determination to live the way Jesus would live. I pray that we would. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence this day, I pray that our actions might demonstrate a worthiness in being your followers. An attitude that demonstrate that truly Jesus is the Lord of our life. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.